do you know what we're talking about?
Yes, I do.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Jether's Random Stuff. I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether.
We have a special guest guest star today.
Ooh, guest star. Eventually, we're going to have to stop calling her the guest star because she's a repeat guest. It's Erin.
Erin.
Yay,
Erin.
Hello.
Erin decided that she wanted to come drink wine with us today. So
she's supposed to do this like every other
Tuesday. We put a microphone in front of her face and said, guess what?
I know. She tried to be the sideliner.
And then I say, yes, I'll drink your wine and come talk with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, why not? I mean, the 9 people that listen to us are going to be disappointed.
Yay, our 10 subscribers. Woo!
Oh, wait,
Woo!
We have Yvette now.
Wait, do we?
That's right.
Yvette's been listening.
I love Yvette. Yeah.
We love you, Yvette.
I love Yvette.
She's sexy.
She is.
She's like right next door to me.
And she asks the good questions.
And she is so fucking sexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's pretty sexy.
She knows how to move that body nicely. Mm-hmm. And she can dance, yeah. And she has smooth words. Yvette, are you listening? If I was lesbian, we'd be dating.
Go, Yvette. We all need to go out again.
Golfing. When are we doing that?
We were talking about doing that drink and putt or tap and putt.
Oh, yeah, tap and putt. Yeah.
Where is that at?
Downtown Wenatchee.
I have it on my calendar, so let me.
We're
going to
do a tap and putt with the village?
No, just with a couple of randoms.
Like random from the village?
Yeah, our
just some random people
we hang out with, not everybody.
Okay.
Like I think Yvette, Karen. Oh, you're going to get to know Gladys. Gladys is going to go.
I mean, I think it'd be beneficial for Gladys and I to get to get to know each other out of a work scenario.
Yes, I agree.
Because right now it's very professional.
Yes. And you should
so
come
that'll
as well.
Be fun because it's Kobe like drinking and mini putt.
You would come to tap and putt with the village.
I totally would come to tap and putt.
It's going
to
be on a Friday, 7:00, tap and putt, November 22nd.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
All you listeners out
it's
there.
It's a Friday?
It's a Friday.
Is it just girls? Or our husband's going.
I have no idea.
The reason I asked that because it's a Friday.
My
Thor's going to be home.
Have Thor come and I'll see if Jason wants to go.
And then if it's just a girls thing, we can put them at their own table.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
And
there you go.
Kobe's husband, Jeff, he loves to golf. He can come and we can stick him at the boy table too.
We can put them at the boy table.
And then the three of us can drink as much as we want.
That's right.
Because then we'll have husbands to drive us home.
Ooh, let's do that. No matter what anybody else does, we'll just
I don't fucking care what anybody else says. The three husbands are going.
Because some of the girls always say, no boys, no, leave the husbands at home.
Well, I'm sorry. When you get to our age, we
it's
need
like
the fucking husbands to drive us our asses home.
It's just like a set. We just kind of come together. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like,
let's be real. We just need a DD. Okay.
I mean, like, seriously.
Just one of them has to be able to drive. Yeah. All right. That's it. It doesn't matter which one or whatever.
But if we have three of them, they can entertain each other.
They could entertain each other.
And then they can do their own little tap and putty little thingy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they can all bond.
They can all watch a TV with some kind of sport on it. Like, it doesn't matter.
Basketball,
soccer, whatever.
I mean, Jeff and Jason will be thrilled and Thor will just be confused.
Yeah.
I mean, he understands most of the sports, but he's just not into them.
Yeah, he's not.
No. No, it's his only issue with bonding with other men.
Yeah.
Is that his non-sports knowledge.
He knows some sports.
He
likes
knows sports. I mean, God, I educated the shit out of him when he met me because I was a basketball stud.
Yeah.
So he had to learn. Mm-hmm. Although he did.
And he knows golf.
He knows golf.
Frisbee golf.
Who knows frisbee golf other than Thor?
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. Nobody in our crowd.
Yeah, Jason's twin brother plays frisbee golf. I guess he's really good at it.
So does Jason... Oh, maybe we should get the twin brother and Thor together to play some frisbee golf.
Yeah.
There you go. There you
I
go.
Mean, Thor used to be really good at the frisbee golf. Not so much since we moved over here. But I know I bought them all the discs. Mm-hmm. They're not effing cheap. They're way more expensive than a golf ball.
Oh, wow.
But you don't have to buy a club and a ball.
Yeah.
It's just the disc.
True.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to just go golf sometime.
Yes, come up and golf. Like, it's really cold right now. So probably
not
right now, but,
but yeah, we need to come golf. Yeah.
For
Kobe.
Sure.
We're going to be shamed hard.
Heather. Listen.
I'm listening to you, but we're going to be shamed.
It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. We have our own golfing rules.
Okay.
That's That's right.
You we can, golf.
Me, do it however you want. Just
we
make
golf
sure you
by our own
hand,
rules, and it doesn't
going.
Matter what anybody
That's
else
true.
Is
we
doing.
We win regardless.
That's right.
Okay,
you know
as
what?
Long as I win.
So, yeah.
I mean,
we'll
there
be
are
fine.
The Heather rules of the golf.
Golfing
game.
Heather rules.
Golf. Heather pars.
Heather
birdies.
Rules, Heather Parr.
There's
yield.
No fucking birdies.
Or yield birdies. To fucking Heather.
Yield to Heather. There is no bogeys. No double, triple, fucking whatever, quadruple bogeys.
If you don't want to watch me pick up my ball and throw it into the hole, then just turn your back and don't look. All right?
I mean, my favorite is the drop into the hole.
Yeah.
Carry the ball in the golf cart all the way up to the green and then drop it in the hole.
Yeah, ooh, because there's no way yeah. I'm hitting it that fucking far.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
It's just not happening.
We could always do the Happy Gilmore, like the backwards club, like the. Like
we
the,
try.
You know, the pool stick yes. method, like the, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've done the pool stick thing.
Go to your
you
home.
You did that at the Great Wolf Lodge.
I did do that at Great Wolf
in
Lodge.
The neon in the dark, whatever,
yes.
mini golf.
Because Megan didn't want to do the mini putty. I kept telling her, honey, it's way different with me.
Yeah,
way different.
Way
I don't play
different.
By those rules.
We don't play. Keep score.
No,
we just do whatever
I
we
literally
want.
Did the pool shot Happy Gilmore putt for all four of the balls.
Yep,
everybody's balls. I just laid on the ground and I just kept putting them in there.
I have a picture of that.
She does. She does, and that's how we play. And that's how I play golf.
Yeah,
I mean, it just sometimes I play legit. Most of the time, I don't.
Yeah.
That's how the pool's gonna go. That Although, am I gonna have to get good with this because I have a pool table on the way to my house?
You might have to be good at pool. I don't know.
You're
I'm not good.
Get really good at pool.
You're gonna get good at pool.
I keep trying to tell Thor this.
I can't wait.
Oh my god, you guys! I'm ordering the big arcade game this week.
Yay! Ooh.
And those appliances I told you
as
about.
Yes, as soon as you have all that shit together, we're having a big ass party.
We're calling it the Love My Home Again party.
That's on the bucket list.
It is.
It's on the Love My House Again
party. Since I've lived there for 5 years. Can't warm a house.
It's not.
Been
no,
there for five
it's
years.
A Love My House Again
love
party.
My
bring
house
wine.
Again.
Have everybody bring wine or something.
Yep.
Say hey, bring
wine
a nice bottle of wine.
And
or...
bring us a bottle of wine and a snack.
We do have a wine.
And a snack.
Yeah, bring a snack. Wine,
bring a snack.
I mean, as long as I can dictate where this wine comes from, because I'm kind of a wine snob now.
I know, right?
And we're going to have this big fucking wine cellar going on in our laundry room that is going to be able to house,
it's
I don't even
be
know
awesome.
How many cases.
A ton.
My God, I have 7 cases of Kyle's.
What? Ooh. Oh, that's right. That's right. Because they're not going to make it anymore. So Heather's like, oh, well, I'm going to buy.
Let me just buy them all.
Let me buy everything that you have.
I mean, I literally have to pick up 3.5 cases from Leavenworth on Friday.
Like seriously, Saturday, she's like, did you know they're not making Kyle's Fair Market Red anymore? And I said, what? That's like our favorite wine.
I was like,
I
know.
Shit, that's our favorite. What am I going to do? And she said, oh, I bought every case that they had in stock. I'm like, okay, well, how many was that?
7.5.
7.5 cases of it. So I'm like, okay, well, that should last us for, you know, 6 months or so. So I don't know.
Yay me.
They have to make something else instead. Hope maybe it's
they're gonna
be
make,
just
they
good.
They said they're probably going to make another Kyle's, but it's a different winemaker. So it's not going to be the exact same.
It won't
same.
Be the same flavor.
So maybe it'll be better.
It might be better. I don't
but
know.
But I'm not going to gamble with that. So I got almost 8 cases of it.
Because you just don't know, right?
You just
and
don't know.
You don't want to not have good wine.
November is a fantastic wine month for me.
Hey, do you have an appointment on Friday?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, what's up?
I want you to pick up my wine club order.
Oh, we usually still go to the Stamil.
Oh, will you pick up my wine club
yeah.
order? Okay.
Yeah, we usually still go to Stamil and do a tasting after that because I just want that
I
tasting.
I literally work 2 blocks from it, but I'm never going to go pick it up.
But
so
I go
can
almost
you pick
every
it up?
Friday.
So can you pick? Oh, I could get it on Saturday, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we could get it on Saturday. We'll just get it on Saturday.
I'll
if I don't go
see.
On Friday, we'll go on Saturday.
I might have to go. Oh, I have to work on Sunday. I didn't tell you that.
Why
Sorry.
Would you have to fucking work on Sunday?
Because no one else can do it. So I have to go open on Sunday. Yeah.
Boo.
Are they open on Sunday?
I think they're open 7 days a week, but I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Well, anyways, we'll figure it out.
What?
I have to pick up my wine club order.
Wait, why would you work on Sunday?
Because no one else is available and I offered to come open. I just have to open. I have to stay.
Wait, why would you offer that?
Because no one else wanted to do it.
That's when you stay silent.
I stayed silent through all the other ones that people, nobody was available for. And I finally decided I would just do Sunday.
Wait, how long are we talking on Sunday?
5 minutes.
Oh. I guess that's okay. I wish my work would only want me for 5 minutes, but then I have to drive. Well, no, if they only want me 5 minutes, they still have to pay me $10 for the gas. Every time I go to work, they pay me $10.
That's awesome.
You too, right?
That's awesome.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're not supposed to talk about that.
No, we're not.
Well, if you go.
Oops, sorry, guys.
If you go taste on Friday, you can pick it up Friday.
I will. I'll probably pick it up on Friday because I like to taste there after my physical, after getting tortured.
Yeah.
It's my reward. It's what I think about the whole way. And then
so you get wine and teriyaki.
You know it. Wine, teriyaki, and my dog.
That's
Patron,
right.
Like, where are you at?
Are you talking about the walkabout?
No.
Teriyaki?
What, no.
Where, what?
Startup teriyaki.
What's that?
Startup is goes Monroe, Salton, Startup. And then it goes Gold Bar, Index, Sky Comish. Pass.
Are we talking about Leavenworth?
No.
It's not Leavenworth. So I'm talking all those little names I just said were all the little towns between Everett and Stevens Pass.
Okay. Yeah,
so when you go Highway 2, you go through all these tiny little towns. Startup Teriyaki is the hole of wall, little tiny mini mart that has no gas. There's no gas there.
It's just a mini mart.
Mini tiny Walmart, as I call it, because you can buy everything there if you want it. Literally everything.
Oh, wow.
You can buy some bad shit there if you want it.
So you always stop at Stamilt Wenatchee after that?
Yes.
Or, oh, okay.
So they get the teriyaki there on the way, and they eat it on the way home.
We
so
eat it in Gold Bar.
I've never had the teriyaki.
We've tried a couple times.
Because when we tried to get it, they weren't.
They were closed.
They're closed.
They're closed Wednesdays and Sundays.
And they weren't serving it that
no.
day. It wasn't even a Sunday.
No, it was done that
it
day.
It was like a Friday or something.
It was done. I don't know what was wrong that day.
But they like, oh, we don't have it today. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
So she's never tried
I've heard
it.
About I've this teriyaki for years, and I have my chance to get
because
it.
Because I lived in Seattle for 13 years. That's teriyaki central in the fucking world. Startup teriyaki is the best teriyaki I've ever had in my fucking life.
See, and that's just, I have to try it, and I have never tried it.
It's the best shit. I'm not even joking. So you go on Highway 2. You stop at Startup. It's this little hole in the wall place. If you're heading to Wenatchee's on your right side, heading to Seattle's on your left side, stop there. Order the teriyaki. Order some fucking veggies too, because stir fried veggies, fucking fantastic. And then you eat that. I wouldn't eat it there because it's a little awkward, a little hole in the wall. I don't know. Homeless people are going to stare at you. I don't know about that. So we usually take it down the road and go to the little park.
Nice. Yeah,
that's in the next town, and it's fantastic. Eat it; you're gonna
eat
love it,
it's
and you're
delicious.
Gonna wish you ate it every week. I try to eat it every other week.
Yeah, Heather eats it every other week. You might want to go back and listen to the episode where we went vegan for a week, and Heather got the teriyaki and couldn't eat it.
I couldn't stop. I had to eat one piece of chicken.
That was she cheated that week.
Only one piece.
One piece of chicken,
and I gave all the rest of the 10 pieces of chicken Thor allotted for me to Patron.
Which is really sad that the dog got to eat all the chicken.
But I got one piece. I got the veggies.
See, I'm proud of you for not just stuffing your face.
I didn't.
Full.
I had one and I felt so guilty over the one.
And she told me like the next time she saw me, like, I have to tell you something.
I ate a piece of teriyaki chicken.
A piece of chicken.
I didn't eat the whole piece. I ate like half of the piece and gave the rest of the
Patron. You're such a sinner. You're going to go to hell. Ate a piece of chicken. God damn. All right.
Okay. On to the topic.
On to the topic of the night. I printed it out so that I wouldn't have to look
about?
At it on my phone. You sent this to me.
Oh my God. I'm so excited for this. Which one is it?
It's the very first one you sent to me.
What? Wait, I don't even remember what the first one I sent. Was it the woman that married somebody?
Shh.
Wait.
Just
I didn't
listen.
Say anything.
Listen, Linda. Because Aaron doesn't know what it's about.
I don't know.
So what it's like a surprise. All right, you ready?
Okay.
We're going to talk about Rachel.
Rachel Green?
No.
Oh.
Rachel.
Friends.
That's right. All
right. Rachel was just 18 years old.
Baby.
Oh.
When she started dating a chef at the local pub in town. I don't know what town this is because I don't have that.
Ooh, we should make up a town.
You should just like.
She lives in like what?
It's a pub, so it should be like, I don't know.
Not Enaville.
Something.
Enaville. I like Enaville.
Scottish. Okay.
Okay. Scottishville?
I don't know. I'm making that up. All right.
Hey, will you pass me the wine?
Oh.
A little winey.
Get them wine. Erin needs more wine. Thank you. So Rachel was just 18. She started dating a chef from a local pub. The relationship was just like any other teenage romance, and she described him as being, quote, really nice.
It's what you want from a boyfriend.
I know. If you're described as being like really nice, like, can you say anything absolutely more generic than that?
Yeah. I mean, right? Really nice. Was he ugly? Means that he's pretty ugly. Yeah. He's not good in bed, and he doesn't make a lot of money, but he's polite.
Yeah, polite. Yeah. Nice.
So he's, you know, really
ugly as
nice.
Fuck, but nice as shit
and poor as shit. There we go.
All right. However. Things took a bit of a turn when her boyfriend, who we cannot say his name for legal reasons.
Oh, my God.
He lost his job.
Uh-oh.
And this must be in England. He asked to borrow hundreds of pounds from her to live on. So this is England.
Could I
somewhere.
Have some hundreds of pounds, please?
Now, you guys, I have no idea what pounds equivalent to with us, but how much is hundreds of pounds versus us?
I don't know. It's probably about the same as a dollar, I think, but I'm not sure. I might be thinking of Canadian money, but so it's a lot. It's just probably a lot.
Oh my God.
I'm sure it's probably a lot. All right. So of course she gives him the money, right? Because it's her boyfriend,
and he's
just had a bit of, you know, a downturn
he's
in
just
his luck.
Down
right?
on his luck right
he's
now.
Down on his luck.
He's sweet.
So he did try to pay her back a little bit, and he paid back like some of it. But then they broke up a few months later.
Uh-oh.
And he refused to like pay her back the rest of the money.
Oh,
he
boy.
Just wouldn't.
His niceness went right out the window.
And she kept trying to get in contact with him, and he just stopped replying to all of her messages because he's like, fuck you, bitch.
Wanna pay her money.
I got a bunch of free fucking money. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to give it to me. I ain't giving it
Ghosted
back.
Ghosted her ass.
Oh yeah, it's a
and then things got a little bit stranger when his friends informed her that the furniture had started going missing from his house share.
So
I don't know what that means. If he was selling it or what, the furniture was just missing. Furniture was gone, bed was gone, everything was gone. Explains Rachel. The initial story was he'd gone to rehab.
Huh, okay.
I don't know how that explains that your furniture was missing. I went to rehab.
So I have to pay for it.
And then my furniture was gone. Like, I don't know what that has to do with, like.
Wait, a little side note. As for the money.
Yeah, yeah.
One American dollar equals 0.78 pound sterling.
Ooh.
Oh, so not even a full pound.
It's well, it says how much is American dollar in UK? And it says, I thought the American money was more.
No, look at America versus Canadian.
Pound sterling is also known as the British pound, the United Kingdom pound. And the United States dollar is also known as American dollar. The U.S. dollar, the symbol of USA, blah, 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 blah.
How right. Look how do U.S. dollar to Canadian dollar. Can you do that?
You know that's U.S. dollar to Canadian dollar.
Okay, Google.
Yes, Heather. One moment, please.
Let me see how this
Let
is.
Me see how. I think it's about equal, actually, right now. The last time I was in Canada,
looks like
it was equal.
Canadians a little better than us.
Really? What
it says one US day equals 1.16. So it looks like $1.16 Canadian. So they're better than us.
A tiny bit better, but it's about even.
Well,
it used to be way more.
I remember when I was in high school and I worked on the Canadian border. Huh. So we had Canadians all the time at my I worked at McDonald's when I worked in high school. And we had a little Canadian little thingy. It was 27 cents per the dollar.
It was used to
I
be a lot different.
It was 60 cents because it was almost like half off. And I thought, it's like half.
That's why I bought my wedding dress in Canada.
Yeah.
We paid $5,000 US My dress was about $8,000.
The American Canadian currency is going down the drain. It is.
Megan and I went to Canada, what, 3 years ago? Two, three years ago? And it was about even then.
Why? Why is the U.S. dollar going down so bad? We have no gold to back it.
We don't. Correct. It's not based on gold standard anymore.
It's not?
No.
What's backing our fucking money then?
Nothing. That's why it's not worth anything anymore.
We have no gold?
No. The only reason to go to Canada now is because you can buy codeine over the counter up there.
There's no other fucking reason to go to Canada.
There's no other reason to go to Canada.
I have no reason to go to Canada.
It used to be weed too, but now you can get weed here everywhere.
Yeah, alcohol is more expensive in Canada. There's no reason to go to Canada unless you want some codeine.
I can't take codeine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have no reason to go to Canada then.
Well, sorry, Canada. I'm not coming to you anytime soon.
All right, back to our story. The furniture. He's in rehab, and the furniture is gone. All right,
furniture is gone. All right. This guy looks like a shady ass asshole.
All right. So
continue.
Before, she was like very curious and she was starting to kind of investigate what the fuck was going on, right?
Because he owes her money.
Yeah, he owes her money.
And he's so nice all the time. He's like, who's really, that nice all the quote, time? No one.
Nobody.
Not if he's in fucking rehab. All right. Before she had time to really investigate, the ex's mom called or messaged her and said that her son had died.
What? In rehab?
Whoa.
He died.
The mom said this?
The mom said that he died.
Said that he died.
Oh, wait.
Okay, so he...
Not mom. The mom.
Mom.
The wait,
mom.
Wait, whoa. Mommy. What's mom? Mommy's mom, right?
Yeah.
That's mom in... Mommy. In England.
My mom.
It's also in Canadian. It's mom. My mom.
Mumsies.
That's what Tawny says. She always says my mom.
Okay. I don't say any of that.
All right. So what'd Rachel say?
All right.
So he died.
Don't believe it. But
he's
okay.
Fucking gone.
So she says it sounds stupid in retrospect.
Wait, how did he die, supposedly?
Well, you know.
She doesn't say?
It doesn't say.
So the mom just said he died.
The mom said he died.
Okay.
Sounds like a scam.
So Rachel kind of grieved it in her own way, and she moved on, right?
She's like, shit, all my pounds. Shit. Shit.
I lost my pounds. So she grieved him, wasn't going to get her money back. He's dead. She moved on. 2 years later. So it's been
two years later. I can't wait to hear this shit.
She went back to her hometown with a friend and they went to a restaurant to get something to eat. And while she was there, she was stunned to discover that the ex-boyfriend that she thought was dead was very much alive and working in the restaurant.
I fucking knew it.
Working in the restaurant.
Shit. Working the plot in thickens. The restaurant.
So not dead.
Nope.
Not dead.
Not dead.
Scam. Doesn't have her pounds. He's still a loser.
Yep, still a loser.
So she says, I went into shock. Because, hello.
Yeah, hello. He's supposed to be dead. She grieved over her pounds and her ex.
Before she can confront him, I guess management came and asked her to leave the restaurant.
What?
So he must have said something to the management to get her out of there.
He was like, she's a psycho bitch. Make her leave.
Oh, he said some kind of lie.
Yeah. So, like, what do you do? Like, literally, what do you do?
I would have thought it was him, and I would have been
as soon as they told me to leave, I would have made a fucking scene.
Yeah, I would have punched him in the face.
I would have been like, oh, you want me to leave because this guy told me 2 years ago that he was dead?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to get out from paying me back his money. Yeah, okay, I'll leave. But as soon as the whole restaurant understands what a fucking scam artist this guy is.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
Well, two years.
And then he does his shit?
So she wasn't really sure what to do. So she decided just to go talk to the police.
Yay.
Right?
Yeah, good girl.
Yeah.
Yay.
However, the police said they can't help her as it was just her word against his. basically his mom told her that he died, but she didn't check into it. She didn't ask for a death certificate. She didn't ask for anything.
Why would you ask for a death certificate if you're a girlfriend?
Right. But yeah, it's, I mean,
you're not
that's
a wife.
Crazy.
She just believed it. So that's kind of on her actually to just believe it.
Why,
and to
Kobe,
not look at the obituaries
Kobe, though,
or whatever.
Why wouldn't you believe it if someone's mom, your boyfriend's mom, calls you and tells you her son's dead? Why would you not believe that?
Well, and then I'm thinking, well, maybe she's kind of maybe she's a little psycho and the mom and the boyfriend just wanted to get rid of her or something. I don't know. Maybe it's on her.
I mean, she obviously could be
good
psycho
point.
Like that. That is a good point. That but if she was point. Psycho, that he should have done something a little bit more so than just having faked his own death.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's pretty true. Like
that's pretty weak to fake your own death
it
to
is.
Get away
but
from
you
somebody.
Know, like seriously, if I just had like my brother call people and go, "Yeah, Kobe died." Like I feel like there's people that would be like, wait a second.
Wait, let's go to her. Like, when's her funeral?
Yeah,
like,
where's the funeral?
Where's
like
the funeral?
I want to see your body. Like, yeah, I don't. Let's... Heather would be like, where's your goddamn body? I want to fucking see it right now.
I got rituals. I got to do to make sure that we are set for life. Here.
I need Heather.
I kind of heard. Wait, on last podcast, you guys said that you wanted to wear. You wanted to wear her, Heather. You wanted parts of her body to be in jewelry.
Yes,
so
I'm gonna have it and cast it.
So
oh,
I can
Aaron,
see
you too, if you're willing.
I can see this happening, and Heather going, "All right, I need to be alone with the body for 45 minutes.
I see right. a piece. I see like an arm or something, so I can get a piece of jewelry.
I brought my new knife, and I need to be alone with the body.
Yes. Sticky
for
Vicky
a minute.
Is with
Sticky
me.
Sticky Vicky
and my little locket." We are ready to roll.
We're ready to go here.
I'll be gone in an hour. Just leave me alone with the body and my knife. I got this.
Wait. I thought you were putting this in your will. That you were going to allow me
I
to have a piece
to
of you
jewelry.
To have cremated so I can put it in a piece of jewelry.
Please wait until I'm cremated before you start hacking pieces of me off. FYI.
If they're not going to cremate you, Kobe, I can't promise that.
All right.
If they're going to keep you whole, I'm going to hack a piece off and cremate it and put it into jewelry.
I want your
fingernails. Feel free to. I'm just going to tell you all right now. Feel free to cremate me if I'm dead. I don't give a shit.
I'm planning on it because I have jewelry ambitions.
All right. So anyways, the police said your word against his. Can't help you. So later that night, the ex's mother got in contact once again. The fucking liar.
What the fuck?
She's
Why would
a liar.
She do that?
Oh, shit.
This time to complain that Rachel had caused a scene at the restaurant and the son had got fired because she made a scene.
Oh, she didn't. So she did make a scene.
She did make a scene and he got fired.
Why wouldn't
she
make a scene?
Right.
You saw a dead person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, what? Wait, what?
Maybe you thought you were seeing a ghost. Who knows?
Oh, well, I would make a scene too if someone told me they were dead and all of a sudden I ran into them. Oh, fuck yeah, I'm making a scene. Whether or not I actually think they're a ghost or not, I'm making a scene. They deserve a scene.
Yeah. But then again, it's the mother-in-law
that's taking care
of the mother's calling her and yelling at her because the son got fired because apparently he's a fucking pussy and he can't stand up for himself.
Well, and he faked his own death.
And he had the mom fake his death.
Mom faked his own death. Now, what happens when Mommy Dearest dies? What the fuck's happening?
He won't be able to do anything, right? He can't fake his death anymore. He can't have her call and yell at his ex-girlfriend.
Does he fucking live with mommy?
Probably.
In her basement.
If there's a basement.
He lives in a creepy basement.
Otherwise, he just has a little cot in her bedroom.
Oh, God damn.
Bates Motel, that's even creepier.
I know.
I love it. I'm picturing this. Okay.
Psycho. Psycho shit. All right. All of this whole saga has left this poor woman, Rachel, just reeling. Like,
why wouldn't it? Why would the fuck would someone date you and then tell you they died and then make that?
She like just doesn't understand what the fuck went on, right?
Yeah.
Her biggest wish is that she would just sit down with him and talk it through. She's like, I have so many questions.
Yeah, she does.
But she's never been able to sit down and talk with him.
Why?
He doesn't want to talk to her. Because she probably asked for her goddamn money back.
Yeah.
And he has no money because he's an unemployed waiter.
Yeah. So basically, She's out the money. He lied and had his mom in on this whole thing saying he was dead. But there's no proof that he tried to fake his death because he didn't ask for
any. Wait. Isn't there proof that we are talking about it right now?
All we just have her word that the mom said he was dead. That's it.
Yeah.
So he didn't collect any like life insurance or anything like that. So really no crime was committed.
Mm-hmm. He just lied.
He just lied and wanted away from her.
There are crimes committed by saying that because I know there's been individuals that I know, not close and personally, their family from marriage.
But
when they get collections noted, they actually send a letter saying that they're deceased. They're not.
Well, in that case, you do have to provide a death certificate.
They can't.
Yeah, so then it doesn't count.
They know. I mean, we know this now because they're still going after
that's
them.
That's why when somebody dies and you need to...
Isn't that horrible?
That's very fucked up.
Sorry,
when
I'm
someone,
dead.
FYI, if you don't know this... When someone dies,
you have to provide the death certificate.
Now, death certificates are provided to you by the funeral home and you have to pay for them. Oh. It's a certified death certificate and you have to pay, I think, $10 for every one that you get.
And you might need multiple.
But for every creditor or right. insurance place or
right. you need one for whatever.
It's worth it.
You have to. So, like, when somebody dies in your family, like I had a family member pass away, my husband's family, we had to buy like 10 death certificates.
It's
because
worth it.
You have to provide a certified death certificate to prove that this person has
died. They have to have
died.
The body to give you the
yes.
death certificate?
Yes, a funeral home
yes.
has to have the body, and
they
then they
yes.
give you the
okay.
death certificate.
And they have to have a
yes.
DNA match
the,
anymore?
The
or
funeral
no?
home issues the death certificates.
Okay.
But the funeral home gets the body. In this case, they get the body from the hospital.
Okay.
Because that's where the person
right.
passed away.
Right.
So the hospital verifies that
gotcha,
this is this
gotcha.
Person.
Okay.
They are died. And, yep. so then the,
and then here's
yeah.
the legit. Okay.
Yeah. Here's a certified death certificate.
Oh, man.
You don't have to pay back that car loan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what does Rachel do?
Nothing.
What's the end of the
she
story?
Has,
what happened?
She has zero legal recourse in this.
Oh, so
zero.
She uses out the money and she's like just confused.
So
she's
I would call the mom back and be
she
like, what
is
the fuck?
Broke and confused at this point and she can do nothing.
Is she broke?
I don't know.
She probably get well, if she give 100 pound 100
it doesn't
pounds?
Says
say.
Hundreds of pounds.
Hundreds of pounds.
Is what
hundreds
it says in the beginning.
So hundreds
she
of
was,
dollars.
I'm sorry, at the beginning it does say she was Australian.
Which is almost
we're
British.
Going with Australian here. Sorry.
That's a British ascendant.
So,
yeah.
Gosh. So then.
So basically
wow, okay.
she gets punished
that's
for
like,
being nice.
That guy is like the most fucking cowardly man
I'm
ever.
Filtering
like
I want to actually say
more.
He's like this like,
make
but
up
I can't
some,
say the
something
name.
Else like I want the story to end
well you know what
I'm so confused
the
we
best
could,
way the story would end is that she takes a small claims court she's actually able to prove because she has phone recording of the phone conversations with the mom and her which she doesn't but if she did that would be fantastic
right like she, how do you win something like that if it's if
you
it's
have
hearsay.
To have these recordings that I'm talking about bank statements that say that you withdrew so you can show that you withdrew on this
yeah
day.
But the thing is if you're dating at the time and she gives him money he's gonna say oh it's a gift. If
very
there is
true.
No if yeah. there's no paperwork, you there's no way you can't
well,
prove
that
it was
fault.
Not a gift.
She
that's her
had
fault.
Even if you draw one just by your hand.
If you ever, ever are going to give someone money, expect to be paid back, you better write that fucking shit down and make them sign it.
I am yeah. so glad.
Because you will not get that back.
Every time I give money true. Out, I have zero expectation of getting it back. There is absolutely none. And I've given out a lot
that's
of fucking
for
money
sure.
over the last
you just,
my whole life.
You just like give the money and go, I'm never seeing that again.
It's
and write
gone.
It off. That's right.
Can't even do it as a tax write-off.
That's not
I used
coming
it
back.
For something else.
yeah. So anyway, she's just
yeah.
heartbroken and broke.
Damn.
Heartbroken and financially
so
broken.
So don't trust nice guys.
Nice
yeah.
guys. finish last.
Although my husband's really nice.
Are you sure?
Most of the time.
Did he ask you?
But he's not overly nice.
Does he ever ask you for money?
No. No. He doesn't.
I'm going to go on a truth here that my husband is extremely nice.
He is very nice.
And he makes
nice.
All the money in our household.
That's because you spend all the money.
Fuck yeah.
Wine and crafts.
Hello. Wine, crafts, and this
pet
month,
rescues.
You know, it's pet rescues and furniture
food.
And
oh,
pool tables and a full remodel of that house.
Yeah.
Thanks, baby. Love you.
Hope you're, hope you're having a good day
me.
At work right now.
Yeah, you're at work right now. Thank you.
Thanks, Thor.
Because I really don't work that much.
Love you.
Happy working.
Although, you know, I have decided to keep working, although he keeps trying to make me retire.
I don't know why you don't retire. If you need something to do, I have a list of shit that you can do.
Okay. Wait, what is your list? I'm going to count. I'm going to see which way is better. My job or your list?
Hey, with my job, you if you work for and do my list, you don't have to deal with any people.
Okay, there's a pro there. But I do
and
love...
And they just have to deal with other cats that are not your cats.
Your cats?
My cats.
Oh, I'm
dealing
with
your house.
There's
two good at Matrix bands for you to take her right now.
Oh.
We need Heather
you
in
see,
dental world.
My skills with my Matrix bands, which I didn't realize this until Aaron started working with us, that it's phenomenal.
Yes.
I didn't know this.
So
did
phenomenal.
You realize that I have to redo Tara's every time? She never tightens them. Tara, you don't tighten your fucking Matrix bands. Neither is Dr. Justin. Neither is Matt. None of you guys tighten your Matrix bands.
You guys,
all
right.
Supposed to be tightened.
Listen, 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 Linda.
That's why you can't retire, though.
Listen.
Just saying.
Okay.
You guys.
What?
Tighten your bands, all right?
Tighten
that's
that
all I'm
shit.
Saying.
I mean, fuck. You tighten both the ligatures. If you can't tighten the one, you see if the other one can be tightened, and the other one can be tightened more. You just
because if
it.
You guys aren't going to tighten your bands, all hell's going to break loose.
Because I
it's gonna
retire.
Be, it's going to be Armageddon around here. You got to do it. You
just tighten
do it.
The fucking bands, guys, and put the wedge in there and burnish
even,
it. It's done.
I don't even know what she's talking about. Just
it's
tighten
like
your goddamn bands,
all
right?
Sorry, guys. It's all dental assistant jobs here, but it's very simple.
Hey.
It's not very difficult.
Stop talking about dental. Let's talk about my job.
Your job sucks ass and it's boring as hell.
Hey.
She's an accountant.
Accounting is not boring. It's super fun.
And it's, just
it's super
subtracting.
Fun.
And well, I guess the only
fun
thing, the fun thing
super
about
fun.
Your job is you pay people.
I get to pay people and
that's
I get to make
fun.
Goddamn spreadsheets.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ooh, spreadsheets.
Let me ask you
Excel?
This question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Excel.
Why is Aaron
Ooh, I bet you're really good at Excel.
On the pay scale with your company.
You don't work there.
Hire us.
Why does that matter?
We should hire us somehow.
You, would you guys want to work down there?
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, not that much, but I want to get paid.
Yeah, put me up on that Excel spreadsheet. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pay you and you get me some free fucking dental work.
We're already doing that.
We're going to get you hooked
up. We're going to trade off.
We're already doing that. So put us on damn pay scale.
I will tell her tomorrow what Friday works good for me.
Yep.
Okay, you
and
tell
then
me.
We'll
get right. a few Fridays and we'll give you some options.
Yeah, Aaron and Heather are going to clean my teeth.
Yep.
Mainly Aaron. I'm just there to pester both of you.
Yeah. Heather's just going to stick this suction thing in my mouth. And
well, I'm also going to take some amazing x-rays before to make sure your freaking watch on number 30 is still good.
I think it's 30. I'm not sure.
Well, we'll look at all of them because that's
She's
the same with
an
x-rays.
She's got an incipient on 30 mesial that we're going to just take a good look at.
Just
Maybe
look at it. And if
it
you guys go, if
shit.
You guys look at it and go, ugh.
You know what? Then? Like, guess what?
Well,
then we'll make Justin drill it out real quick.
Oh. Yep.
And guess what? He's the most conservative dentist we own.
Good.
We own.
Like drill. I don't.
We own.
I own you, dude.
You own it.
Oh, I love Dr.
I don't
Justin.
Like it to have my mouth numb. Can you do it without that?
Maybe.
If you're willing to go without the Maybe. With the pain, I'm willing to do whatever. Aaron may not be. Justin may not be. I'm willing to let you suffer.
I'm really good at injections, so we could numb that shit up and you wouldn't even tell.
Really? I hate it when my mouth's numb, so I
mean,
get in.
She hates
I get feelings
aftermath
without
it.
Ooh, we could order the reversal agent that's super expensive for the...
I'm sure that Village
yeah,
would let
hey,
me do that.
Hey,
just one carp.
You
just
guys,
one carp.
Just
order,
one carp.
Order super expensive shit to use on me that I'm not going to pay for. test it out. Let's test it out. Yeah. Let's
do a trial.
You have some. I could probably find some company to send it to me for a trial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do that.
But there actually is agent now that you can inject when you're done with the procedure for the anesthetic.
That's supposed
to
be a reversal.
It's a reversal agent.
I want some of that.
And I've heard it's very expensive. That's why dentists aren't doing it. Get a
sample. I'm going to try to. Let's find on Monday. Okay. Wait, what day is today? Well, I guess we could do it fucking tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I have to work tomorrow.
Dang it.
God damn it. I don't want to work tomorrow. I should be off on Wednesdays.
Barely into the week here, Heather.
Dang it. Okay, so tomorrow we're
going to
I'm really
trying to go
agent.
For the 2-day work week.
Sorry, by the time this comes out, it's Friday.
God damn it.
Well, unless I forget to post
Monday.
It
we'll
again.
Monday.
We'll research this shit. We'll talk to
we'll
whoever we're supposed
reversal.
To talk.
Okay.
We're good.
Just like Heather, damn, do you need some help again with your microphone?
I think we just had a good conversation.
Oh my God, that was so... Listeners, all of you listeners out there, that was comical.
That was a little temper tantrum over here.
Wow,
she
I wish I had that on video. Fuck. Okay.
Oh my God.
But look how behaved it is right now.
God, just stop touching it.
Slapping around fucking little microphone. Just behave.
I mean, for the past 3 podcasts, Megan has held my freaking mic.
Gosh.
Why do you keep giving me this mic?
I don't know. It's like you always did. I think whatever mic you have hates you. I don't understand.
It just keeps flipping on me and stuff. Now it's being really good.
I'm sorry.
But I'm sorry, you guys. I have to flip.
Sorry.
Out
she had an issue right there. All right. Hi, baby. Patron's like. Oh, mama's weird. Mama's crazy. I'm sorry.
Don't make me ride home with her, please. Please.
I'm sorry. Sorry. All right. Well, that's it for us tonight.
Okay.
We're going to finish our wine. And
what do we fucking drink tonight?
Ooh, we have to sign up for the wine walk. Wine walk Chelan. And then thank you, Boss Lady Stamilt, tonight.
Is it in January?
January. We should sign up for that shit.
Okay.
It's yes,
better
look
than
at,
the one we did
that.
Like 3 years ago when we only did the tent. There's actually
yes,
one
there's wine
in
walking.
The stores.
Okay,
yeah, I don't like the tent.
Let's do the stores one.
Let's do the stores. That's what we did 2 years ago.
Okay.
And then thank you to Boss Lady Tonight by Stamilt. And then, of course, Kyle. That's what we were drinking
that's
tonight.
Right.
Yes. I think we covered that. But thank you so much.
Guess what, Kyle?
Such great wine.
I own all of you.
Yeah. Heather owns your ass,
I fucking own you.
Like, she owns all of
you're
that
shit. You're my fucking bitch. What the fuck? My microphone. I just went for...
Okay. All right. All right.
Okay. Good
sorry.
Night, everyone. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Heather loves everyone.
Love you guys.
Bye. Oh. Bye.